Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Today's show is heavy on hoops, and yet I'm broadcasting from the Portland Golf Show. We've got range on this show. I am broadcasting from the Expo Center today, but we have had Shante Leggins, University of Portland men's coach, on the program. Dana Altman will be joining us in Hour 3. This hour belongs to Jace Coburn. Portland State with a big win last night, 11-1 this season at home, the Portland State men's team. Jace Coburn joining us. Viking Pavilion been very, very friendly for you guys. What's going on at home this year?
Oh, it's been great. This place has been rocking. Thanks for having me on. And I'm juiced with that last song there, baby. I'm ready to roll. Let's get this thing on tomorrow night. Tomorrow at 2, we're ready to roll.
Give me an idea. Like tomorrow, you know, you're obviously last night you have a nice win at home, another nice win at home. But tomorrow at stake, is it third place in the Big Sky? Is that what the goal is here?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get to third place. Obviously, Big Sky is a really good conference, and anybody can beat anybody on any given night. And Montana's on a 10-game win streak right now and sitting in first place. You know, we haven't lost a game we've only lost one game by double digits in the last 3 months, and it was to Montana. So we know we need to bring it tomorrow, but we'll be ready to roll.
Give us an idea of what's going right for you guys, because 69-52 over Montana State, that tells me you're playing defense.
Yeah, this team is really committed to defense and playing hard and really getting after it and smashing people on the glass. So it's a fun group to coach. You know, they play really, really hard. You know, there's never been a time where I've had to go out there and question their effort or their passion or their spirit. Their heart has always been in the right place, and I think that's carried us a long way. Our team chemistry is great. They're a fun, really fun group to coach every single day.
I am interested in the art and the science of getting your team to play well at the right time. Tell me how you pace this season, or do you think about pace and rest and what your team needs, or how do you approach that?
You know, we've really bought into, you know, not looking backwards, not looking at the past. You know, even when we drop some games, we've been able to learn from it and leave that in the past and move on from it. You know, we've tried not to look into the future too much. You know, and focus on today, focus on where our feet are at, be here now, and all those things that people say. But, I mean, it's really true, and this group has done a really good job of that, you know, and just continuing to focus on today and getting better today and not focusing so much on wins and losses. And I think that kept our team spirit up the whole way, and they've been really connected, and our chemistry's great. So, yeah, I mean, that's what we've been doing.
The University of Portland was on earlier, Oregon on later, Portland State now dominating here in the 4 o'clock hour. Jace Coburn, the Vikings head men's coach, is with us, coming off last night's 17-point win over Montana State. Now you get Montana tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Viking Pavilion. How does the crowd help you? What do you need from people? I mean, it's going to be a nice day. Weather's going to be good. But 2 o'clock tomorrow, let's make a pitch here, Coach, to get some people to come to downtown Portland and watch basketball.
Absolutely. So the first thing is it's $5 tickets. So, okay. You know, you get, you know, be able to come downtown and come to the game for $5. And then we got the farmer's market going on right before the game. And I think most importantly, though, is that you're going to see a product on the floor where, you know, Portland State's going to play really hard. They're going to play really connected. And it's a group you can really get behind. Like, they're great students. They're great people. You know, we don't have any selfish guys. We haven't had any chemistry issues. We don't, like, you know, with everything that's going on in college sports right now, like, I do believe you can have a team that is you know, for the right reasons and for, you know, for playing for each other and being great teammates and all those types of things. So I couldn't be more proud of this group. We got senior night coming up on Monday too. You know, so there's only a couple more chances to see these guys play. And I think we broke the school record for dunks in a season like a month ago. So we play a very electric style. You know, we play very energetic, very passionate, very spirited. If you don't like those types of things, I'm gonna be honest, we aren't probably for you. So if you like those types of things and you know, a group of guys that's going to really get after it and play hard and dive on the floor and take charges and come up with blocks and dunks and steals and all that type of stuff, then we definitely are for you. So we would love to see the city come out tomorrow. Viking Pavilion is an electric place to be. It gets really loud, and you know, we're 11-1 at home this year. We're 11-2 last year at home, so we definitely have a great advantage at home, and would love to see people come out.
Yeah, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Viking Pavilion. Games on ESPN Plus as well. And then Monday, 7 o'clock, you have Sacramento State. So it's Montana. Montana, really good team, 20-win team. And Sacramento State coming in on Monday. What would it mean to you guys to get both of these, get that number three seed in the Big Sky tournament and go to Starch Madness as the number three seed?
Yeah, that'd be huge. I mean, it'd be the first time in a while we've gotten a seed like that. So, but it's a credit to our players. It's a credit to our fans. It's a credit to our school to be able to even be in a position to be able to do that. You know, I couldn't be more proud of the guys. I mean, even though, you know, we're not done yet, we got a ways to go, hopefully. But this is a type of team that, like, you want to coach forever, you know, and cheer forever for. You know, I told the guys last night, it's like, if we keep winning, like, they can't tell us to stop playing together. So let's try and play together forever. So, you know, it's fun and exciting. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun and exciting times right now at Portland State.
All right, you've got this home win streak, and obviously you guys are playing well. Good teams win games at home. But when you scout Montana, what do you see on the other side for tomorrow's game?
I mean, very talented. You know, obviously they're on a 10-game win streak right now. You know, they're really clicking on a lot of different levels. You know, Coach DeCure is a tremendous coach. You know, and they play really well together as a group. I mean, it's going to be two teams tomorrow that play really well together. You know, you can see off of their team that, you know, that they sacrifice too for the betterment of the team. And so it'll be a really good basketball game tomorrow. It's going to be really competitive. I know both teams are going to want to bring it. You know, we believe that we're a really good team, and we know that they're a really good team. So it's going to be a really good game tomorrow.
This conference tournament that is looming, and you guys are going to Boise for that one. Give us an idea of, you know, you want to go in there with the best seeding possible. You also want to be healthy, though. How do you kind of handle sort of, you know, your center? I know had missed some time with a knee injury, but he's back now. How do you handle the management of the roster from a minute standpoint? And you know, do you save something for the conference tournament? I guess you don't, because you got to win these games.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm never a person to try and throw rhythm off. You know, I want our guys to be able to keep their rhythm going. And so we practice hard between the week. But like at Idaho State the other night, we finished with seven guys on it that were able to play. So we've hit some injuries for sure, but we've got a next man up mentality, and everybody's going to do a little bit more every time we got a guy out. And I think we've only played three games in conference play where we've had our whole team. So we've had guys in and out of the lineup, and we've had to adapt and adjust and do a bunch of different things. But our team has always stepped up for the challenge. So, injuries is a part of sports. We realize that and get that. But stepping up for your team is also a part of sports. So, you know, I've been very proud of our guys to be able to fight through this conference season and have the record we have with all the injuries we've had.
Regular season Saturday, 2 o'clock. Regular season game at Viking Pavilion, 11-1 home record. You mentioned the dunks. You have 148 block shots, five short of the school record. That feels like that record's going to fall this season as well. We're talking to Jace Coburn, coach at Portland State. All right, give me an idea. The Big Sky Basketball Conference, like the health of the league, how deep is this league? How good is this league? What have you seen change in your time in the league? It's the State of the Union.
Yeah, I mean, I think the great thing about the Big Sky is anybody can beat anybody. You know, we've seen it in a conference tournament where the one seed has lost 2 years in a row in the first round. The two seed has lost in the conference tournament. There's upsets every single night in the Big Sky. You know, so anybody can beat anybody, and it's really fun to be a part of. I mean, it's really hard to win on the road. You know, everybody does a good job of protecting their home courts. But there's tremendous talent. There's tremendous coaches. And it's a lot. It's a really fun league to be a part of. You know, there's a lot of pure basketball in the league, and you know, like you said, it's a really fun league, and it's a good time to be a part of it for sure.
The roster that you have now, I know you're thinking about tomorrow's game, but I'm thinking about long term. You know, the challenges coaches face in recruiting and whatnot. Are you seeing access, like the football player, the football coaches in the Big Sky are telling me, hey, we're getting better players because they're just, you know, some of these schools are not recruiting freshmen. What are you seeing from a recruiting standpoint as you go to fill your roster or start to recruit for future years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when that time comes, you know, we'll sit down and definitely figure out how, you know, what next year is going to play out to be and the years ahead of that. But I think one advantage for me as a head coach is that I was a junior college assistant coach. I coached at a high school where we had some transfers. I've been at Portland State where we've recruited a lot of junior college players. So I honestly think that I have an advantage on most coaches because we've never really had a lot of four-year players here. And, you know, my style as a coach and who I am as a person, I got into coaching to help people. And so I kind of just look at it differently than most other coaches probably. And I look at it like, well, I guess if we're turning the roster over quite a bit, that's just more people I can help. And more people I can get to know. Like, I would be really sad at the fact that if I didn't know any of the guys that were on our team right now, yeah. You know, so there's definitely some benefits to that, that I'm used to being part of a program that turns over the roster. But I also enjoy it because, you know, we get a lot of transfers, of course, that maybe didn't play at other places and they come here and they have a huge smile on their face and they have a great experience and all that. All that type of stuff means the world to me. So, you know, yeah, I feel like it's an opportunity to make more of an impact.
I think that's a great approach. It's a great way to approach it because I think if you come at it differently, you can get awfully discouraged in, you know, in the way that things go. So I think you found a lane there. All right, so you get Montana tomorrow, 2:00. Give them hell, Coach. I appreciate you popping on with us, and good luck to you guys in the conference tournament as well. We'll get you back on.
Appreciate you. Would love to see the city of Portland come out, man. I mean, this team gives it everything they got. And like I said, they're going to play hard for each other and play hard for the school, and they're a fun group to be around. So would love to see everybody come out tomorrow.
I love that. Thanks, Jace Coburn. He is the coach at Portland State. Last night, big win over Montana State, trying to complete the Montana sweep at home. 11-1 at the Viking Pavilion. Strength versus strength. This is a Montana team that beat Portland State in late January. But here we are now, you know, obviously late February, and, you know, it'll be officially March Madness, I guess, starting early at the Viking Pavilion. So, Steven, game 2:00 tomorrow if you want to see a local game and see some college basketball.
Yeah, man, and Jace Coburn and Shante Liggins, you had them both on already. They are so likable as coaches. Like, the way that their guys play and the way they come across when you're interviewing them is just so awesome. And, you know, with Coburn, you talk about them. Portland State has always played a fun style, but they play a really fun style now under Jace Coburn. Yeah. So it is fun to watch them. So, yeah, I would advise at least watching that game. If you're not going to get down to the actual game, watch it on TV.
Very athletic. Want to play above the rim. Flying around. And so Portland State men's basketball getting some good things done. It's funny because both coaches are likable. And I know both teams a little bit because both teams volunteer at Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that the BFT Foundation holds for special needs kids. Both Portland State men's basketball and football and women's basketball all were out at the camp last year. And the University of Portland men's team came out. For as easygoing as they all are, Stephen, the teams don't like each other. I have to say that. They have had some issues when they play each other where at the end of the game there's, you know, bad blood or somebody's not shaking a hand. It's natural cross-city rivalry and competition. It is an amazing thing for me to watch at Camp Exceptional because they will volunteer on the same day and – you know, the University of Portland team is working over here with a group of kids, and the Portland State team is working over there with a group of kids, and they walk by each other, and you can tell they don't love each other, you know.
Well, and we talk about the NBA, how it's lost its rivalry. Like that is a real rivalry between those two schools.
Yes, they don't. And nobody talks about it, but I was like, what is going on here? And I talked to both head coaches, and they're like, yeah, we didn't shake hands last year after the game. And I'm like, oh boy, why don't we play this out right here at the summer camp? But both of these programs winning, a lot of spirit. And I love that. All right, stay tuned. Punch It Audio coming up. Dana Altman will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour, Oregon coach. I am, again, at the Expo Center. It is the Portland Golf Show going on here. Doors are going to close here in just a couple of minutes, literally closing right now, but about 20 minutes from now. But tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the doors will open. First 500 people through the door are going to get a bunch of prizes. Dick Stevens said they'll be so happy they were early. So stick around.